This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live.
Right, there's big breaking news on President Trump's fight against California's sanctuary policies. Here with more, Fox News chief national correspondent, our own Ed Hedry tonight. Ed, what's happening?
Sean, great to see you. In fact, this is breaking just this hour. Fox News learning the Trump administration is filing a lawsuit tonight against the state of California, charging that three recently passed state laws are interfering with federal immigration enforcement. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in California himself tonight, declaring he's determined to enforce the law and reduce crime, and is seeking an injunction to block the three California laws, including one that justice officials say is preventing private companies from voluntarily cooperating with ICE officials. This confrontation, of course, comes shortly after Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf took the resist movement to a whole new level, warning potential targets that ICE agents were planning to arrest them around the Bay Area last month. Yet the president struck back this week with a major court victory, a federal judge ruling the White House can withhold a $1 million federal grant to California because of concerns about that state's sanctuary city policies. That basically it's a sanctuary state now, giving refuge to about 2.5 million illegal immigrants right now. On the other side of the country, near Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, several MS-13 gang members are facing life sentences after they were convicted of restraining and then killing a Virginia man who was believed to be aligned with a rival gang member. Now, the gruesome part is the man was stabbed more than 50 times after being lured to a rock quarry. Then his body was dumped into a ditch while the MS-13 gang members tried to burn their own clothing to destroy the evidence. Bottom line is the attorney general is now leaving the door open to filing suits not just in California, but all around the country, Sean.
You know, I got to tell you, we've been hearing stories, and of course we talked yesterday with Megan Barth a little bit. She's written many articles on this and has been on top of this situation. And of course, for me, having been born and raised in California, to see what it has been degraded to is amazing. And I just, I don't know. I it astounds me that the citizens of California, I don't know, they've just grown weary. Somehow what happened in Kate Steinle's case or in others, that it somehow seems acceptable. Because I can tell you this, even the immigrants who were there, even the ones who were there illegally, frankly, it's a double-edged sword. You know, they're trying to stay low, in the shadows, because that's what the system has developed into. But the state itself, you know, trying to justify breaking the law, I mean, the message it puts out there is just very dangerous, because it just says the heck with the law. But this is what you get when you have a one-party state like California. And the party of in power that continues there are the Democrats. And to me, it's just such a classic example of the potential trajectory of our country. I mean, is this really what the rest of the country wants? What California is showing? I mean, is there any benefit? Can you come away from what they're doing and say, you know, this, I can see this, that this can work? I don't get it. I don't see where, I can just see where this is a major problem. Just starting with the fundamentals of telling people it's okay to break the law. And because they say that somehow it's okay, makes it okay. Well, then why don't other things okay? You know, why are they making a big deal about Harvey Weinstein in California then? Because the laws don't matter. You know, if it feels right, you know, then we should do that. I mean, if it, you get 8 million votes, you know, like for Proposition 8 that are tendered, and one judge, an activist judge, wipes those 8 million votes, and, you know, the state just shrugs. See, this is the problem with California. It just keeps shrugging. But when is it going to really get upset with its leadership and say, look, you're putting us all at risk. This is unacceptable. Well, time will tell, and sadly, along with it, more violence, I guess, is in the future there of the Golden State of California. This is Bill Martinez at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, syncing up our watches this morning, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. You know, a funny thing about the truth, as you pursue it, you know, it can be quite indicting. I mean, it'll show you things that sometimes you never thought you wanted to see. And I think this is happening to the Democrats right now. I mean, they've been on this collusion thing for so long. You know, here we are. We've spent, I got to imagine the number is probably $8-9 million right now on the special counsel with Robert Mueller. He doesn't want to give us any more facts because everybody went nuts when we found out the first number. It's $7 million, and it's like, okay, and then what do we got to show for it? You know, they indicted, 13 Russians that'll never go to court. I mean, it's ridiculous, but, you know, this is what it amounts to. And meanwhile, it continues to go because he's going to find something. There's just no way, that he can be wrong. And it seems that way anyway. And as if we haven't had enough with one special counsel, of course, out of all this mess comes the whole FISA situation. And what people are saying is, look, if we're going to get down to the bottom of it, we need another special counsel. Yes, you heard this. Another special counsel. Two top House Republicans repeated their call for a special counsel to look into alleged abuse of the FISA's process. Now listen to what they had to say yesterday on Fox News.
Chairman of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees are now making a request for a second special counsel. That formal request was made about an hour ago with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. In a Fox News exclusive tonight, the two chairmen are with me now. Bob Goodlatte from the House Judiciary Committee and Trey Gowdy from the House Oversight Committee. And gentlemen, thank you for your time here.
Yes, sir.
Chairman Gowdy's letter states, matters have arisen. What's changed?
What changed for me was the knowledge that there are 24 witnesses that Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, would not have access to. So your options are DOJ investigated themselves. They can't do that because of conflict of interest. Let the inspector general do it. Now, I'm a big fan of Mike Horowitz, but he has no jurisdiction over witnesses that have either left the department or never worked there. So when I counted up 24 witnesses that he would not be able to access were he to investigate it, you have only one conclusion, that special counsel.
Who's on that list?
Everybody from Jim Comey to Andy McCabe to Rebicki, Sidney Blumenthal, Cody Shearer, anyone who no longer works for the Department of Justice or the FBI. State Department, you may recall a couple of weeks ago, there was some indication that State Department employees were feeding information to Fusion GPS. They would be outside the reach of the Inspector General. So anyone who's not currently employee of DOJ, Michael Horowitz doesn't have subpoena power to
get. There was a report that McCabe was a leaker for the Hillary Clinton matter. Is that true?
I don't know, and Horowitz will be issuing that report, and I have a lot of confidence in him, Ben. I think, Bill, he's a straight shooter, and we'll see.
To Chairman Goodlatte, you said earlier today about the FISA court, specifically the process was abused.
How?
Well, it was abused by a gathering of information from a very suspect source, not disclosing that information to the court, and in my opinion, getting authority to look into the background of an American citizen's life on questionable circumstances. And that is a very serious concern. You know, the FBI is America's premier law enforcement organization. Every day, thousands and thousands of great men and women keep us safe, investigate crime, prevent terrorist attacks, but several people at the top of this organization have engaged in activities that are questionable. And I think that in order to set the record straight, clear what is going on at the FBI, and make sure this does not happen again, we need to have an outside special counsel investigation.
Let me read from your letter in part on screen now. You write, there's evidence of bias trending toward animus in your letter among those charged with investigating serious cases. There's evidence political opposition research was used in court filings. There's evidence this political opposition research was neither vetted before it was used nor fully revealed to relevant tribunal, end quote. Do you have evidence the Department of Justice was spying on the Trump team during the election?
That depends on whether or not you consider Carter Page to be part of the Trump team. He was an advisor to this, so to the extent that he was an advisor, absolutely, this whole FISA warrant was on Carter Page. And necessarily, you would also pick up conversations that Carter Page was having with others. So the answer to that question de facto is yes, when you approve the warrant against Carter Page.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
I agree. It's premised on the idea that Mr. Page was somehow critically involved in something that they wanted to investigate. And I think the case that was built for that is highly suspect.
What is wrong with the IG doing his job?
There's nothing wrong with the IG doing his job, and I want him to go ahead. He has a couple of tasks in front of him. One is to complete his investigation into how the FBI handled the Clinton email matter. That is separate, and we want that report out as soon as possible because we know he's been working hard on that. He's looked at more than a million documents, and that should be made public. The Attorney General has now tasked him with looking into this matter as well, but as Trey has noted, he can't do the complete job. It involves other departments of the government.
Do you trust the Attorney General?
I definitely welcome the Attorney General encouraging that aspect of the investigation. I think more needs to be done, and I think the way to do that, that helps the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, the Department of Justice, and the FBI, is to take it outside of those organizations so the American people can see this properly investigated.
Those looking on the other side of this may suggest that Congress can go ahead and do this job. What's wrong with that idea?
Anyone who's watched Congress over the last 12 months, we leak like subs, and I say weak only because I'm a member of Congress. But
that's pretty common for this town, however.
It is, but serious investigations don't leak. The executive branch investigations, whether it's your local district attorney or whether it's Bob Mueller, there are far fewer leaks from Bob Mueller than there are from Adam Schiff. So we don't have the tools. We don't have access to a grand jury. We can't grant immunity. We can't compel testimony. We don't prosecute crime. So there are 1,000 reasons to let the executive branch or special counsel handle this as opposed to Congress.
You don't know where special counsels lead. You start with a land deal in Arkansas and you end up with a blue dress. You have no control over that.
You can set the strictures of the jurisdiction. If Attorney General Sessions decides to appoint special counsel, he's going to give a document that sets the jurisdiction. The only reason Bob Mueller can go where he's going now with Manafort and others is because the fourth clause of that jurisdiction allows him to pursue other matters that may arise. So you can limit the jurisdiction in the four corners of the document.
There was a suggestion today that if the House flips in November, you would lose control of the issue. Is that part of the reason why you're pursuing it now, Chairman?
No, I don't think we're going to lose control of the House, but I think that control of this investigation has to be done in a more orderly fashion than you get when it becomes a political football, as this issue clearly has in the House Intelligence Committee and elsewhere in the Congress. So we're going to continue to do our oversight duties and to investigate, but I think a more thorough investigation that can get to the bottom of the matter and do it in a way that can can result in the FBI's reputation?
They covered a lot of ground here, but you get the point as to why a second special counsel is required. I'll tell you, that really sums up the whole situation and puts in perspective, I believe, Mueller as well. This is why we love Bob Goodlatte, and especially Craig Gowdy as well. Their reason and balance quite appreciated in this political mess and morass that we find ourselves in these days. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, the conversation continues. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's for our country. It's for the integrity of what our founding fathers had put in place. And, you know, when we say integrity and truth, I wish it was an absolute. I mean, in terms it is. I mean, that is the goal. But it is a challenge because we all are human beings and we're failed. We're not perfect. But as long as that is our North Star, we're going to hit it more times than not, as opposed to accommodating laws being violated, a casualness of the truth, an acceptance of lies. You know, this is, I believe, why America is in the position that it's in right now. You know, we have people misrepresenting their positions. You know, I go to Trevor Loudon, our good friend from New Zealand, who's been very passionate about protecting America. And you say, why would a New Zealander care about America? Well, he knows that New Zealand and Australia were saved because of American ideals during World War II. He knows that even to this day, it is Australia and New Zealand that looks to America for support. And they are concerned when they see the foundation principles of our country eroding, and that we run a risk that all of a sudden we have this open-mindedness that has come into our culture, an open-mindedness that my old mentor used to warn me about. He says, oh, Bill, it's okay to be open-minded, I guess, at times, but not to the point to where your brains fall out. And I think that some of this is happening. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. How do you have a state that says, oh, we're just going to accommodate illegality, and we're going to allow bad people to come in and kill our citizens and have other immigrants come in and unfairly take advantage of the system at the expense of the citizens? You know, this doesn't make sense. But if you buy into a lie and you keep on going, I guess what I'm seeing recently, it's a rewiring of the culture in the name of political correctness and entitlement. You know, when you try to talk with somebody and have a conversation whose mindset is conditioned by entitlement, have you realized how frustrating it is? I mean, it's like your polar opposite. It's like the magnets coming together and they're at the same player and they just miss one another. There's no connection. And as much grace as you might want to extend, it still comes down to really, and they may not be honest enough with themselves to say, look, you owe it to me. You know, they might say, if they really get frustrated and be honest, they say, you owe it. Somehow in their understanding, they are owed all these things. You know, they're owed a living. They're owed a minimum wage or a maximum wage or whatever wage. I mean, because after all, you know, they hear the news and they see these big corporate guys making bazillions of dollars and the golden parachutes they get when they do a bad job even. And they're given millions of dollars and they're well-heeled, and the rest of the people down line, what do they get? They get bupkis. And so they think that's unfair. So somehow it is their duty to even things out. I think this is what Barack Obama did. You know, Barack Obama looked at America and saw the injustices and says, you know, his administration was going to be about somehow leveling the playing field. But the problem is you have to be careful about how you do that. In leveling the playing field, do you give people the opportunity to where they can play the game, so to speak, and the rules are the same. They're consistent as best as you can do it, and to where people can accomplish and be productive. See, this is the problem, is that when you take away the incentive and there's no value, or at least the value in productivity is somewhat reduced, that's horrendous, because that is the very spirit of our humanity. Is that we want to feel like at the end of the day, we've done a good job. We've been faithful to that job. We've earned a good day's work, right? Like my old boss used to say, he says, you know, some people would back up into the pay window. They'd back into it because they were ashamed, because they hadn't done a hard day's work. They didn't earn their money. See, but everybody wants to feel at their very core of who they are, their very essence of their humanity. They want to have the satisfaction of, you know what? I worked hard. I earned it. And they can feel good about it, regardless of what anybody says. They know in their conscience that, hey, look, they did a great job. And that has been stripped of them. And this is all, you know, this is part and parcel of the entitlement, you know, kind of, if you want to call it a shroud or a filter, but influence that is over America today. Because, you know, you get liberals, you get people, you know, people who make interesting. It's kind of interesting because the people who have made a lot of money, you know, some made it easy. They're gifted. And they just, you know, they're very fortunate to make just an incredible amount of money. And God bless them for doing that. But somehow what they've missed, and there's a disconnect in, is that even if you're that gifted, you still got to work. I mean, you can't stay at home and just say, well, I'm gifted and, you know, it's not like Bill Gates says, well, you know, I'm so brilliant and everything like that. I'm not going to create anything. I'm not going to produce anything, you know, for the marketplace. But I'm brilliant. And so you owe that money to me. The entitlement mindset, you know, disconnects from the idea that you've got to produce something that's of value in the marketplace. And this is where I think that maybe for a moment, I believe for it is for a moment. And I don't, you know, I think that we, as things do, they'll swing back and we will move more dramatically socialistic down the road. But right now we've got a little bit of a pause and people are reconsidering what's going on. But still, there are too many people who have this entitlement wiring. And, you know, they're owed another group that's owed reparations and all this. But what does that do to advance the cause of the greater good of people? And especially the way this country is operating, because it's not about majority rules. It's about who is most emotional. And, you know, we see so many things happening in our culture with a small, very small minority of people, but they got a big voice. And everybody gets nervous. You know, the media goes crazy, especially if they get behind it and they're, you know, they're rewriting history and, you know, doing all kinds of injury to the body politic for political interest and self-interest, not for the interest of the greater good. And that's the challenge that we have right now, ladies and gentlemen, is that people who understand the greater good and want to fight for the greater good, you cannot cower. You have got to speak up. I had an interesting conversation yesterday, and we're going to be playing it, if not this week, then later on. Nick Vujicic. I don't know if you know Nick's story. He is, I mean, you talk about, you know, a modern evangelist who has spoken to millions. And here's a kid. He's not no longer a kid. He's 30 now. But a young man, and when he was first brought into my orbit, this guy is absolutely incredible. You know, because he had loving parents and parents who appreciated that God didn't make mistakes. I mean, this kid, in the general context of today's environment, 21st century convenience mindset that we have, he would have been aborted. You know, he'd been tossed aside. He'd been institutionalized if he was allowed to survive. But instead, Nick's father and mother chose to look at Nick not as disabled. This is a young man that was born without limbs, no hands, no feet. I mean, he's got a little flipper. You know, and I laugh about it because when he shows everybody what he has, this little flipper, he quite characterizes it. And it is amazing because when people first see him, you know, they've seen enough people have seen him now. They're not quite so shocked. But in the early days when they see him, they go, oh, my God, this is like the greatest show on earth. I mean, we got a freak show going on here. But here this young man talks about the truth. He talks about God, talks about love. And by the end of his presentation, the kids are coming up. They're hugging him. This is a kid that if he'd have been on a school campus, would have been bullied endlessly. But because of the love of God and what he's been able to see and his pursuit of the truth and his commitment to the gospel message, because he, like I and many others, Billy Graham, have realized that, you know, the truth is in God. And the gospel message is real. And apart from that, it's man seeing life according to their own eyes and making decisions based on our own limited wisdom and perception. And here we are today, I think, fighting for the very soul of this country. And we've been given an opportunity. I think we've got a little bit of a pause here. And we can thank the evangelical church because they came out in record numbers. Otherwise, Donald Trump doesn't get elected. My humble opinion. And we have a chance to do something about it, right the ship. And I say it's not for us. I mean, hey, look, we're growing up. How much longer are we going to be, you know? But I think about our kids and our grandkids. That's what's scary to me. That's what motivates me. And that's why we continue to be independent and pursue the truth with all our heart and soul. And thank you so much for being part of the team. This is Bill Martinez. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks122.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks122.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks122.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we want to hear from you, okay? We are fair-minded folks, and I know you as well, as we continue to work through some of these things that are very difficult. You know, we only make them complicated because, and I say it's to accommodate the things that really aren't true. The things that are true, it's interesting how easy it is to solve when you approach it that way. But when it's all mired in all this other noise and distraction, yes, lies even, you know, it makes it a bit cumbersome. Rachel Bovard is with us. She's the Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute, worked in senior positions on Capitol Hill for a number of members of Congress, including Senators Rand Paul, Pat Toomey, and Mike Lee. Rachel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you back. Your headline that you wrote in your opinion piece says, "Why is the Senate's Republican majority allowing Democrats to run roughshod?" You know, when I read that, you know, there's that TV commercial where the king in his court and everybody, you know, whenever there's something said that is obvious or whatever, you know, they all respond with dilly dilly, dilly dilly, you know. And, you know, when I read this, I'm hearing the king in his court. Or dilly dilly. I mean, yes. What is going on here? I mean, this is, it's all political theater, I guess. So, but tell
us. No, I think that's right to a great extent. I mean, I think a lot of conservatives are scratching their heads, saying, "Why did we vote to give the Republicans a majority in the Senate for them to squander it on so many important issues?" You know, I think the first issue is the Senate schedule itself. These guys work 2.5 days a week, which is a problem, but it's particularly a problem when you have a midterm cycle that has 25 Democrats running for reelection and only 8 Republicans running for reelection. Mm-hmm. So why are we letting these Democrats go home and campaign for 4 days a week? Like, yeah, why are we doing that? That seems to make no sense.
Yeah, even from that standpoint, from a strategic standpoint, yeah, why would you give the opposition any kind of advantage, right?
That's right. And we actually went back at CPI. We went back and looked at every single election midterm cycle since 1790. This is what you do when you have too much time on your hands. And we discovered that this is the largest electoral majority advantage that any party has ever had. Republicans have a 15-seat majority, so the difference between how many are, you know, how many Democrats are running versus how many Republicans. And they're about to squander it by just not working. Mm-hmm. Whole week and allowing those Democrats to go home and campaign. But there are policy ramifications as well. Obviously, you know, legislation isn't getting done, but even more importantly, President Trump's nominees aren't getting confirmed. And this is a huge issue when we talk about, you know, the bureaucrats in the departments, you know, the resistance movement against President Trump. These nominees are supposed to be there overseeing these guys, and the Republicans are not using the tools they have available to them to really get these guys across the finish line. They're letting Democrats obstruct to no consequence. And I think that leaves a lot of us wondering what's really going on.
Exactly. And you bring up an excellent point here. Comparatively, as you were studying this, Rachel, what has been the tradition for these midterm elections?
Well, you know, comparatively speaking, they stay in session, right? I mean, president's party is always going to lose seats, but you don't want to give them an extra leg up. The Democrats to be able to do that.
Agreed. But what I'm looking for historically, as you were looking back, maybe you didn't get to this, but I'm thinking, okay, under Barack Obama when the Democrats were in power, how many days did they allow the Republicans, by comparison, to go out and campaign? Was it the same thing? Was it 2.5 days? I mean, is this the standard fare? I mean, we've kind of just run into this kind of craziness because that's the way they've always done it, it seems.
Yeah, unfortunately not. You know, Democrats, under Harry Reid in the midterm cycles, he kept Republicans in the weekend and there for 5 days. I mean, that was one of the hardest working Senate in recent history. And the reason was not so much to pass legislation. It was just to keep Republicans from campaigning.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of sometimes the difference between Democrats. They play to win. Republicans just play not to lose.
Yeah.
We have a situation here where we may, in fact, lose. Simply because the Senate leadership will not keep the Senate in session.
Well, you know, and the question comes up again back to your headline. You know, what is it with the leadership of the Republicans? I mean, what are they afraid? They're not going to get invited to a cocktail party or two if they play a little roughier? I mean, because the thing is, as you just said, this is what America is saying. Look, we gave the Republicans, they said, hey, if we only if we had the House, and then only if we had the Senate, only if we had the White. Now you got all three, and what do we have to show for it? You know, you're putting it all at risk because here it is, we've got a special counsel going on that will probably, they're projecting, you know, they're at one point saying, well, it's going to wrap up in first quarter of this year. But now they're saying this thing could go all the way till the end of, you know, Trump's first administration. And, you know, this thing's ridiculous the way this thing is being drawn out. And there just seems to be no power play. I mean, one time they did in order to get Gorsuch elected. You know, that's it. But it's like, hey, come on, you know, like as if they're not going to play hardball with you. What's going on? We're going to hold to these old arcane rules when, you know, it's a different story, especially a different environment right now that is so contentious. It's like, look, you're going to have to force some of this stuff over the line. I mean, let's face it, in the previous administration, what did Barack Obama do? You know, he used his pen and his cell phone because he said, heck, you guys aren't doing it, so I'm going to make it happen. Of course, he left us with a big mess to clean up. But
no, and I think what's so frustrating is that even without changing the rules, the Republicans could really be pressuring Democrats. You know, so we don't even have to get over that hurdle of a rule change. The existing rules allow them to force Democrats into talking filibusters, to force them to come to the floor and force them to work hard. You know, the corresponding fact of that is that Republicans also have to work hard. So I suspect that has something to do with it, why they're not imposing these restrictions on Democrats. But they won't even use the existing rules to play hardball, and I think that's really distressing for a lot of conservatives.
Well, they may rue the day here because, you know, when they go back home and they don't pass the so what test with their constituency, and people, you know, start turning back to the Democratic Party, which is amazing to me because you look at what even with all the resistance and everything that's been done under the current environment with Donald Trump, I mean, you're going to tell me, really, to my face, you're going to tell me straight up that we would have accomplished this much under a Hillary Clinton administration or a Bernie Sanders administration?
I think that's exactly right. You know, we have the majority right now, and we may not have it for very much longer. We need to use it, and we need to use everything available to us to get the Republican priorities across the finish line. And in effect, this Congress has been wasting their majority, and I think it's very concerning to a lot of us.
Well, I hope, and I know you do as well, as the American voter sees what is really needed, and that is that we need conservative and GOP replacements, reinforcements, people who can come in and say, hey, look, at you know, I don't expect Donald Trump to be a saint, but what he is doing here in terms of really attacking these forces that have formed the body politic, or at least the political power base, needs to be addressed. And we need reinforcements here, because if the current group does not have the intestinal fortitude to come after it for whatever reason, let's get somebody in there that can really make a difference and add to this, because we have a president. I mean, just like he's been telling the Democrats, look at, you know, give me an immigration bill. Give me a solution to DACA. I'm here. I'm ready to sign it. And what have they given him?
No, I think that's right. And I think that's a really good point, because President Trump, whether you agree with him on all these issues or not, he's done what he said he was going to do. He came in, you know, he said he was going to reduce all these regulations, which he's done. He said it was going to pull us out of these international agreements, which he's done. You know, whether we like it or not, he did campaign on tariffs, and now he's doing it. Like, he's actually doing what he said. Congress, on the other hand, campaigned for 10 years on Obamacare repeal and couldn't get it across the finish line. You know, many of these House Republicans campaigned against DACA amnesty, but now want to vote for it.
Right.
You know, the only thing they've managed to do this year is tax reform, which is great. You know, let's not poo-poo that, because it was a great accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
But they have majorities in all of the House and the Senate and the White House. They should be able to get a lot more done.
Well, what needs to be done before now and the midterms to convince the people that they need to let Republicans remain in power? And I say this in light of, I think, so many great things that have been done already. But they do have some problem areas, no doubt about it. But what would you think would put Republicans over the line here?
They got to show up in Washington, they got to show up to work, and they got to show the American people that they're fighting for the priorities that they campaigned on. They have a very short amount of time to do that before the midterms, but it's more important than ever.
Well, from your lips to their ears, hopefully, that's a lot of wisdom right there in that very short, concise, and powerful statement. Rachel Pavar, thank you so much. Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Rachel, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. You got an 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits of brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify, it has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums. And this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The country on your smartphone and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, it's James Hurston time. Yes, you heard the, it is the big grandfather clock. It's funny. It doesn't click on the hour, but at your time, James, it I hear it ringing. What is it? I mean, it's 14 minutes before the hour. Is that what it is? I mean, but I love it because it's perfect timing for you. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. The one who watched the Oscars so that we didn't have to, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, what a travesty. How sad. The leadership of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences sent out an email before the Oscars pleading with the participants not to be political. Because they can see the handwriting on the wall. The industry was really scared by the Grammys, which, of course, was the lowest ratings in history. And what did the Oscars do? They went political. And what did they get in ratings? The lowest ratings in history. Abysmal. So yes. Do you think they're going to ask Jimmy Kimmel to come back next year? Because they did it last year. I mean, they better shape up. Or it's going to be the demise of that industry.
Billy Crystal needs to come back and save the Oscars, I'm telling you.
They could just give Billy Crystal some smelling salt and get him up there.
Yeah, just get him up there. Let him, until he dies. We can let him have at it. Some of the most memorable Oscars was when Billy Crystal was emceeing. And bring this back to center, because all this politicization, and it wouldn't be so bad at the end of the day. If the politics was going to be redeeming, but right off the bat, James, I'm thinking within the first 2 minutes of the show, I am hearing, I'm hearing people looking for their changers. I mean, you're hearing people change channels all across the country. It was like one mass button pushing here,
No, they're lemmings. The Oscar members, the people in that insular bubble in Hollywood are lemmings. And, they did it. I mean, they're so predictable. I thought maybe there'd be an upset, maybe because they brought some younger members in. I actually think Get Out was a very creative movie. Nice. And I thought maybe they'd go for it because it has these allegorical elements that are politically correct. But no, they picked this lame Shape of Water movie. I'm Frances McDormand, who is a good actress. She mm-hmm. has to go up there and cloak herself in virtue, have the women stand up, talk about an inclusion provision in contracts.
No.
And the constant theme of left-wing talking points, you know, we're diversity, inclusive, blah, blah, blah. And I have to say, I'm not one of these people who have a knee-jerk rejection of rap and hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
but this guy, Common, he's a rotten rapper to start with, and he puts on a show that was so on the nose and lame.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about the Dreamers and the NRA, and just, it was pathetic.
Yeah.
And it was, and if the channels weren't clicking before that, mm-hmm. I mean, they all clicked off after that. And of course, Jimmy Kimmel had to go with the anti-Trump jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really pathetic, and they got the ratings they deserve. Thank God for the free market.
Yeah, here it is, talking about the NRA as they're surrounded by hundreds of bodyguards. Oh, with guns.
Yeah, no, that's what, as a matter of fact, I put something on my Facebook page. I said, "We, you know, the Oscars are a place where people who have molested women for decades tell us about women's rights, and people who have armed guards want to lecture us about guns." I mean, that's what it was. And so more and more people, so many people I know told me, I would not bother. One guy on a forum on the web said that he watched reruns of The Three Stooges, and it was more enjoyable.
Well, what about the guy in L.A., the artist that did his own style of three billboards, huh? Boy, that one is that's classic. I love it. But, you know, boy, they did everything they could to get that down real quick, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, because it underscores the fact that the same people, the very same people cloaking themselves in virtue, talking about the hashtag feminism, Me Too, Time's Up,
mm-hmm.
are people that knew and enabled not just Harvey Weinstein, but an entire culture that still exists.
Yes,
the
exactly.
The casting couch didn't go away. Mm-hmm. What do you think? It just, they sold off the casting couches? It's still there.
Yeah, and then you're not even dealing with the pedophilia, although, interestingly enough, this is how bold they are. Just like even with Weinstein, you know, they talk about all, and they kind of joked about him until he stopped being a joke. Here they are, they have a movie about an older man raping a 17-year-old, and it gets awarded. What is wrong with our culture, James?
Well, it's not our culture, it's not the American culture, it's the left-wing culture that took over Hollywood, that took over our press, that mm-hmm. took over academia, and all they know how to do when they take over is destroy.
Yeah.
And they're in the process, and let's face it, they took over the NFL.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. Well, the other thing I want...
Segue,
mm-hmm.
they took over country music.
I know, what was this? The Gov folds his tent? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, if conservatives start tucking tail every time they get a bit of adversity, I mean, what is going on here? Where's the courage?
Well, yeah, but, you know, Huckabee knew that what was coming at him was kind of the beginning of a little bit of a turmoil that would have engulfed an organization he loves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Country Music Association is what puts on the big country music awards based in Nashville. Respected group. They have a foundation that's dedicated to music education.
Yes.
And Huckabee, as a bass player, as a governor who was known for being an educational policy expert, was perfect to be on the board. But lo and behold, come this group of lefties that have taken over Music City, and one of them in particular, a guy named Jason Owen,
mm-hmm.
happens to have a management company that manages Faith Hill and Little Big Town and Casey Musgraves, and then also co-owns a record label that has a whole host of the biggest names in modern country music, which we could have another show about the fact that they're not country at all.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy immediately puts up a public screed against Mike Huckabee for what Huckabee believes, his religious beliefs, his cultural beliefs, his political beliefs, and says we got to get rid of him or this guy's going to pull all his artists. And he, and you know, there were others, a small group in Nashville, but they include some big names that have gone left.
Mm-hmm.
And this is country music. This is the home of Christian country musicians.
Oh, absolutely.
I was just there.
I'm just there in Nashville. I'm there. Last week I spent the whole week in Nashville, and I'm still looking for Stephen Curtis Chapman. That's kind of an inside joke because people were telling me, you know, I'm trying to get together with him and meet with him and stuff because I just so respect and honor his work.
Okay, but he's one of them. He is one of them, a Christian. But Johnny Cash, Glenn Campbell, Reba McEntire, Randy Travis, Josh Turner, and I could go on, have the same beliefs as Mike Huckabee.
Yeah.
And they put on this pressure to get rid of Huckabee. And I'll tell you, you know, I mean, I love country music, but
yes,
this modern country music, it deserves to be boycotted.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to change my playlist.
Yes.
Because if they're going to treat Mike Huckabee like that, and really what's lurking behind it, of course, is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his mm-hmm. daughter, is the
right.
press secretary for the president, and Mike Huckabee has been one of the inner circle that have defended Donald Trump after he's been assaulted every day, and that's part of it. So mm-hmm. Nashville, you know, it's amazing. Who would have thought the left would take over Nashville?
Oh, this is, it's amazing. It is amazing. Now, you're telling me Stephen Curtis Chapman is all part of this movement as well?
No, Stephen Curtis Chapman is part of those that are Christians.
Yes, right.
That have
okay.
the same view as Michael Huckabee.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, I just thought I want to make sure. I didn't want to misunderstand or have our audience misunderstand here because
this is
the problem.
What I meant is,
anymore, we got to know who are the guys in the white hats anymore, you know?
Yeah, no. When I was talking about Johnny Cash, Glenn Campbell, and the rest, I Stephen Curtis Chapman fits right in.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And Owens, he's managing Faith Hill, Little Big Town, Casey Musgrave. I mean, you know, wow, this is a list of people. Kelly Clarkson, Kenny Chesney, Luke Bryan, the band, Lady Antebellum, Keith Urban even as well. Oh, my, this is like nuts.
No, those are the ones that are on his record label.
Right.
And that this guy who he co-owns the label has produced. So, yeah, no, he's a power player. He happens to be openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
So he has animus and hatred toward Huckabee. So you know who he doesn't care about the kids that would have had the sage advice of Michael Huckabee. He's perfect for this role. No, he cares about basically using his hatred personally against Huckabee. It is just despicable what he did.
Well, what's going to happen to his roster of talent here? What are these people going to do? Are they going to go find somebody else to represent them now?
No, because, you know, unfortunately, I mean, some of them may disagree with him. I know Faith Hill does not.
Yeah.
She's a Democrat, lefty.
Right.
One of the Little Big Town members is actually on the board that Huckabee was on. And there was fear that she was going to resign. So she agrees with this guy, Owen.
Casey
Musgraves is a left winger.
Well, we're going to. We've got to hear more about this, James, but we're out of time. And we'll stay on top of this and do a follow up next week, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Sure.
You got it. James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.